Imagine discovering that the way you see the world, literally, is completely different from your friend's perception. That blue-black dress that went viral, your friend genuinely sees it as white and gold. This isn't stubbornness or confusion, it's your unique brain architecture at work. Our brains are remarkably different from one another, creating individual realities as distinct as fingerprints. These differences explain why some of us thrive in chaos while others need order, why some learn through reading while others must experience, and why some remember faces but forget names. Your brain is surprisingly compact, about the size of your two fists pressed together, yet it consumes a staggering 20% of your body's energy while comprising only 2% of your weight. This metabolic marvel burns through 320 calories daily, equivalent to a 30-minute jog, even while you sleep. But size isn't everything. Brain volume explains only about 11% of IQ differences. What matters more is your brain's unique design, optimized not for universal superiority, but for your specific needs. Like comparing vehicles built for different terrains, different brain designs excel in different environments. London taxi drivers, for instance, develop enlarged hippocampal tails for navigating 20,000-plus streets, but with smaller hippocampal heads that perform worse on other memory tasks, a perfect illustration of neural trade-offs. Your brain's division into hemispheres creates an internal partnership that shapes information processing. Rather than being simply left-brained or right-brained, your thinking style is influenced by hemispheric lopsidedness, the degree of difference between your hemispheres. Brain specialization works like a team of specialists and generalists. About 60 to 70% of people have right-side dominant brains, 25 to 33% have balanced brains, and 3 to 4% are left-hand dominant. More balanced brains tend to engage both hemispheres in tasks. The left hemisphere contains specialized modules for sequential processing, while the right hemisphere's greater connectivity excels at integrating information into coherent wholes, which is why it typically handles face recognition, synthesizing multiple features simultaneously. Your brain coordinates through neural synchronization, where neurons cycle through whisper and silent phases at different frequencies. Rather than continuous messaging, neurons communicate in rhythmic patterns, creating a unique neural fingerprint that remains stable within individuals. Synchronized neural messages are more likely to be heard by receiving neurons than out-of-sync signals. White matter pathways, myelin-covered neuron bundles, serve as information superhighways, transmitting signals at speeds over 250 miles per hour compared to 1 to 4 miles per hour in non-insulated gray matter neurons. Different neural frequencies serve distinct purposes. Slower frequencies better synchronize larger neural groups, while faster frequencies allow rapid environmental updates. Working memory capacity correlates with alpha frequency speed. Each 1 hertz increase adds roughly 0.2 items to working memory capacity. Interestingly, slower frequencies tend to produce more creative responses. Your brain's blend of neurotransmitters, chemical messengers enabling neural communication, is uniquely yours, explaining why people have different natural tendencies toward anxiety, excitement, or calmness. What feels normal to one person might feel overstimulating to another. Neurons communicate across synaptic gaps using these chemical messengers, which can be depleted and must be maintained through reuptake and metabolic processes. This explains phenomena like afterimages when neurotransmitters are temporarily exhausted. Dopamine drives your brain's reward system, creating pleasure and enabling learning by increasing neural plasticity when you encounter unexpected rewards. Extroverts' brains release more dopamine for unexpected rewards, explaining their stronger drive for external stimulation and social interaction. Serotonin counterbalances dopamine by providing the enough signal for satisfaction. Your attention operates on 3 levels: reflexive focus, automatic responses, controlled focusing, working memory-guided attention, and self-awareness, goal alignment assessment. This creates a mind control hierarchy where automatic and controlled attention work together, like a horse and rider partnership. The horse represents evolutionary automatic processes, while the rider represents goal-directed attention. Neural oscillations, especially alpha waves, help the control center shape automatic noticing. Your brain learns constantly through everyday experiences, not just formal education. The core mechanism is heavy in plasticity. Neurons that fire together become more strongly connected, allowing your brain to encode patterns from your environment. Your brain processes real and imagined experiences similarly at the neural level. This is why visualization can effectively improve performance in activities from sports to public speaking, as it activates many of the same neural circuits as physical practice. Learning capacity varies across brain regions. Experience-independent regions, controlling vital functions like breathing, are hardwired from birth. Experience-expectant regions need specific environmental inputs during critical developmental periods, while experience-dependent regions maintain plasticity throughout life. The dress phenomenon demonstrates how lifetime experiences shape perception. People's color interpretation correlates with their typical light exposure. Early risers seeing white gold, night owls perceiving blue black. This shows how our brains develop automatic interpretation shortcuts based on accumulated experience, creating persistent perceptual biases. We understand others by reverse engineering their thoughts from what they say, do, and how they look to model their inner world. Mirror neurons help us understand others by simulating their actions within ourselves. When we watch someone act, our brains activate as if we were performing that same action, creating empathic connections. People naturally gravitate toward those whose brains function similarly. Studies show friends have more similar brain responses to stimuli than non-friends, facilitating understanding and positive interactions. Literally, brains of a feather flock together. Language environments shape a child's ability to understand others' minds. Research with 5-year-old twins reveals shared environmental factors between verbal abilities and mind modeling skills. Language provides clues to invisible mental states, while oxytocin drives social motivation by enhancing pleasure and reducing stress during interactions. The brain's hemispheres process attention differently. Right hemisphere damage can cause hemispatial neglect. Patients ignore the left side of their world despite functioning senses, unaware of what they're missing. The left hemisphere typically drives focused attention, while the right enables broader awareness. The left hemisphere acts as the interpreter, creating causal links between events, often unconsciously. People with balanced brains interpret using broader context, while those with lateralized brains focus more on details. Each approach has its merits. The brain modulates attention by adjusting alpha power, increasing it to suppress irrelevant information and decreasing it to enhance focus. This balance enables both detailed focus and broad environmental awareness as needed. The key insight from neuroscience isn't finding the perfect brain. It's recognizing there isn't one. Each brain design offers unique strengths that shine in different contexts. The anxious brain excels at pattern recognition. The ADHD brain can hyper-focus on creative work. And the autistic brain often catches details others miss. What if we stopped trying to fix different brains and instead created environments where diverse neural architectures could thrive? The colleague who interrupts with tangential ideas isn't being difficult. Their brain makes different connections. The friend who needs detailed plans isn't uptight. Their brain requires certainty to function. Understanding brain diversity fosters self-compassion and empathy for others. Your brain isn't broken. It's uniquely yours. In a world that often demands neurological conformity, embracing your brain's design and creating space for others enriches the tapestry of human experience.